Travis is quiet through the whole
Hello, intro. Listeners. Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another episode of Smoking Butts and Tapping Ash Podcast.
Of course, he's on his phone.
With your host.
Dave.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Travis, and I'm...
Scrolling
I'm
Facebook.
I'm a multitasker.
Yeah.
I'm not scrolling Facebook. This is the podcast where we talk about cigars, barbecue, lots of barbecue, and all the shit in between.
Yep.
Yep.
Very good.
Yep.
Yep. We are a barbecue podcast. Speaking of barbecue, this week on the Rubdown, Scott cooked us some...
flat iron steak.
On the big green egg,
on
right?
On the egg again.
Yes. Yep. So stay tuned for that.
Sorry about that. Oh, I swallowed that one.
First, we're going to get into the smoke, brought to you by My Monthly Cigars and fucking good coffee. I get the Robusto box,
which is
four different cigars for $30.
I get the El Presidente, which is double of everything.
Yep, you get two of each of those cigars for $50, which is the superior deal if you're an avid cigar smoker. You can't really beat it.
No, it's a good deal.
Speaking of My Monthly Cigars, I haven't checked my email today. He might have the last puzzle pieces out to his mystery.
Which has something
to do with the coffee.
Oh, does it?
I think so. There's crown pieces that I've seen. I'm wondering if he... I don't know this for sure. I'm wondering if there's going to be a monthly subscription to the coffee going forward. And if not, that's an excellent idea, Nick.
So he did K-Cups for a while, didn't he, like a long time ago?
I think he started out with some, And people, you know, people are going to hang out. They're going to brew a pot of coffee.
I wonder why he doesn't do K-Cups anymore, does he?
Not that I'm aware of.
Are you a K-Cup guy or a pot guy?
Pot of coffee guy.
Weekends,
I should have saved that for your Would You Rather, Travis.
No, that's just a question. It's not would you rather.
Would you rather drink coffee out of a K-cup or a pot?
No, I've got a good would you rather.
We'll see.
It made me giggle.
We'll see.
Weekends, I'm a pot guy. Through the week, I do a K-cup.
Yeah.
One little cup on my way to work.
Yep, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Whenever I want some coffee. Well, actually, I start out with a cup out of the pot every day for the morning. And then, you know, if I'm feeling froggy... in the afternoon, I'll throw a K-cup in at work.
Do you, now do you guys, if you make a pot of coffee, will you reheat it?
No.
No. Yeah, it never lasts in my house anyway.
Well, see, Rebecca does. She'll make a pot of coffee, like 12 cups or whatever, the full thing, 12, 14 cups. But she'll go off that thing for like 2-3 days.
Oh, no.
She'll just pour, you know, she'll either come in and like turn the warmer on or she'll just take it and warm it up in the microwave.
No.
No, not me.
That's what I would think. I'm like, I'd want a fresh... I'm not a coffee drinker. Like, I sip on a nice cappuccino every once in a while. But if I do coffee, it's a little bit of coffee with a lot of creamer and a lot of sugar.
So do you do, a real cappuccino or a K-cup cappuccino?
I do a K-cup cappuccino.
Yeah.
And so I actually have the best ones I have found. I get them actually at Menards.
Menards,
sponsors this, but...
Yeah, but they can.
They can.
That'd be wonderful.
If they hook me up with cases of those, it's like...
yeah, and some nice tools.
Salty caramel... something.
You're going to need some nice tools to build your new shed to live in.
Yeah.
Anyway, use code SBTA when you check out on My Monthly Cigars good coffee. I did say fucking good coffee because it's pretty fucking good.
It is good.
But it's
that's
fucking
what I'm drinking this
good
morning.
Coffee.
That is. The
lounge. You get free shipping on your first order. So let's go ahead and get into the Rubdown.
What are you guys smoking? Let's touch that real quick.
Okay. Yeah, today's smoker's choice.
Yeah. Yes.
We're not smoking anything out of the...
Well, actually, I am.
He is.
Yeah, Scott is because he gets two.
Yes.
Which we've already smoked this.
We've already smoked this about a month ago. It's the H. Upman Banker.
Yes.
Which is a pretty good stick.
Yeah. You like that. I happen to still have mine.
Yeah.
That was the episode where I was sick.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
I think you're going to like it.
I do, too.
I really do.
You think I would?
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Usually, I don't like what you guys like.
It's very... very smooth,
it's,
mellow.
Yeah.
It's
to me, it's kind of a medium.
Well, I was thinking about giving you mine.
It's a lower medium. You should smoke it because I think you might like it.
I think you would like it.
Okay, I'll smoke it.
Typically, I would push you into giving one of us, giving us your cigar, but I think you'll actually like that one.
Oh, sorry. The rentals keep going pretty rough.
Anyway, I got a cigar from my friend Jason Parks. He brought back from...
Jason.
barbecue event down in Paducah, Kentucky. This is the Kentucky Moonshine from KentuckyGentlemanCigars.com. Oh. I don't know anything about them. I have not checked them out, but I'm going to after the show.
So that cigar was wrapped in that newspaper?
Yes, it came wrapped in newspaper and in a little baggie, in which that is bag. A very, very nice package deal for
I think that would be hard to do.
I would think so also.
Because that's a pretty big gauge cigar you're smoking.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
What is that, probably 60?
I don't know. 60 I don't know I'd cigar sizes.
I'd say it's probably a 60.
Yeah, I think it's a 16.
Yeah, but it's a substantial cigar. And I'm going to bet that they are like a club and do a different cigar every so often and infuse it with whatever bourbon they're sipping on at the time. That's just a guess. But do some research and find out. What are you smoking, Travis?
I'm smoking, this morning, I'm smoking a Macanudo, the coffee one. It's delightful.
Those are good. Yeah, very good.
I actually meant to bring one of my cappuccinos with me, and I got out of the house, and I was about halfway here, and I'm like, crap, I didn't bring that cappuccino. Because I was going to bring one of the K-cups and have you make me it.
Oh.
That's what I was going to do.
You know, that's electricity, and it costs me money to do that.
Oh, God. Yeah, I knew. See, I'm glad I didn't do it because I would never heard the end of
Travis
it.
Travis isn't used to having electricity in the tent.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, we run an extension cord from a neighbor.
Oh, your sister?
Or my dad.
Or your dad.
Yeah, my dad.
Your dad?
One of the two.
Yeah.
Has he been complaining his electric bills went up yet?
No.
Not yet.
Really? No. I pay the electric bill. There's a separate one.
Okay. Well, that's good.
You run the generator?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm using his generator.
Awesome.
All right, let's get into the barbecue.
Yes. The rub down.
Cigars are taken care of. We're going to get into the rub down right now.
Back it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh, no.
I love that. That's so cute.
Yes.
It is cute.
This week on the rub down, we are revisiting a rub that Louis Barbecue Supply Company does carry, but I had this left over from a previous show that me and Travis did. Mm-hmm. It is Clark Crew Jacked Brisket Rub, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. And, what?
Nothing.
Are you saying something?
No.
What? Okay.
No.
Anyway.
I want to just move my mic.
Louis does carry this.
Yes.
So if you want to try it, you know, he does have it available. Mm-hmm. Before, we did not care for this on burgers.
Yeah, we had done it a while back, me and Dave. You were gone one of the episodes.
Scott was gone getting his one of his big C words taken care of.
One of my treatments?
Yep.
Something.
Okay.
I think you were getting all the staples out or something.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
It was a while ago. It was before we started.
So it was in November.
No, it was before then. I think it was in summertime because I did it on burgers. I think at my house.
No, it was at my house.
Oh. Well, whatever. We're revisiting.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it was before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So we did not care for this one much at all. Like, I think you liked it okay. I did not care for it at all.
Okay.
But I can't wait to talk about it on steak because it is different. Every rub's going to be different. It's going to taste different on different cuts of meat, different densities of meat. You know, so today we cooked the flat iron steak.
Flat iron steak.
Like Scott had said.
Cooked it on the egg. I did it very hot, 500 degrees. And it was about 4 or 5 minutes each side.
Was it direct grilling?
Yep. It was direct. Yep.
All right. No smoking of the steak.
No.
No reverse sear. No, none of that. Just straight up old school grilling that steak to goodness.
Have you guys ever done the, they call it... where you just put it on the charcoal real quick.
Cowboy
way. Have you guys ever tried that?
No. I have not. Is it good?
I almost did that, but I didn't know if you guys would like it, because you do get a little charcoal on there.
I think you probably need some a fatty piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a ribeye.
I mean, that there would probably take less than a minute on you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's
very lean.
Yeah. But
you have done it?
I've done a ribeye before. It's pretty good.
We're going to have to do that on the
show. Yeah, we'll do that one time.
So since you have not tried this before today,
what did
you think about the rub straight out of the bottle?
Straight out of the bottle, it tasted like salt. I'll be honest with you. Straight out of the bottle, I really didn't like it. like I said, it was a lot of salt and there was a little bit of heat. I don't know if there's cayenne pepper in it or what, but anyway, on the meat, you really didn't get that salt flavor. I don't know if the meat soaks up the salt. I didn't get that. Actually, I liked it on the steak.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
which Flatiron steaks are awesome. Yeah. If you guys have never had one, find one. They're not everywhere.
No, I had to go to a couple places. And
they're not really expensive.
I mean, kind of now they've gone up a lot. Yeah. Used to you get a nice Flatiron for $10. Now they're like $20 for about a pounder or so.
Yeah.
So they're up there, a pound, pound and a half or so. I don't know. But yeah, Travis, what did you think of that?
Are we rating it or are we going back?
We're gonna do round robin and come back.
I'm, like I said, we did it before on the burgers. I don't remember like, you know, standing out like, oh wow, I had to go and get it. But when I went into Louis to get that one, I had said we had done it before, but we were going to try it on the steak. So, and Aaron and them had said it'd probably be a little better on the beef, you know, the steak like that. I liked it a lot on the steak.
Did you?
Yeah. Now when he had sliced it, did you let it like sit overnight or did you just do it this morning?
I just did it. Set out on the counter for 20 minutes, kind of get to room 10.
Well, me and Scott both, I sprinkled a light little bit on the piece there, and Scott poured half the bottle out on his second piece to try it. Yeah. But it was good. The steak was cooked good. It's definitely something I would keep in the cabinet to use.
Okay.
I like it.
He calls it a brisket rub. I wonder.
Well, this is kind of what we've touched on before. It says Jack Brisket Rub.
But it's,
on
it's
the bottle, it says brisket, beef, pork, poultry, seafood.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just whatever he came up with.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like all of them do.
Yeah.
But
they put that on there. That way everybody will buy it no matter what.
I'm going to be honest. I found this one at Roll King. Mm-hmm. I bought it only because of the label and the logo. It says Clark Crew.
Yeah.
Which is my last name. So I was like, I got to buy that and try it. Mm-hmm. Because it may be my favorite. You never know. And I just did not care for it at all on anything we've tried before. It's the best that it's been on a steak today. Like, it's a denser piece of meat than I've tried it on. I've tried it on chicken, tried it on burgers. I didn't care for it. I still don't think I like it a whole lot. I'll probably not buy this again for me, and I figured out why. I hate Sloppy Joes, and this tastes like Sloppy Joes. Like the
you don't like Sloppy Joes.
I don't like
Sloppy Joes either.
Oh, I do.
No,
I mean
I'll season some meat up
and
stuff.
Once a month, probably.
Yeah,
I love Sloppy Joes.
Yeah, this tastes like. Well, this reminds me of like Sloppy Joes at lunch in school. Like,
so would that be Sloppy Joes or like remember the Manwich?
Yeah, those same deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, this reminds me of Manwich. Sloppy Joe's, like the flavor.
Yeah, I don't get that, but
combos, like aside from the salt, it is very salt forward. So if you're not a salt person, this is not for you.
Was there pepper in it? Did you look?
I did read. There's chili pepper. I didn't see any actual pepper.
See, that's what I get just out of the bottle is salt and pepper.
I don't see spice. any like spicy anything except the chili pepper. But, you know, again, it says spices, including chili pepper.
Yeah.
So it probably does have some regular pepper in it.
It's probably got some cayenne.
Secret herbs and spices.
Yep. This is, in fact, gluten-free for all our people that are gluten-sensitive.
Yeah. Did it have milk?
No, I did not see milk in that one. I think the milk is more poultry seasoning from what I've found.
Did you guys get any garlic?
I didn't get any garlic.
I didn't either.
No, I didn't.
And it's like the third ingredient.
I don't think that will be...
Garlic and onion spices. I didn't get any garlic or onion.
Especially with that being jacked brisket rub, I don't think that'd be real good on brisket.
I don't think so either.
Now, it would probably be good if you put that with something else. I think the salt would help.
There's not enough pepper.
No, there's not enough
Just pepper. So everybody knows who hasn't cooked a brisket, pepper is the number one. Pepper and salt are the most important things in the brisket rub. pepper is what creates your bark. So if you don't have much pepper in there, you're not going to get bark. You're going to get like a soft exterior on your brisket. So you could put a nice layer of pepper and some, you wouldn't need heavy salt with this. Some coarse pepper on it and then sprinkle this over it. It'd probably do okay.
Yeah, you get your salt out of that.
I don't think just putting this alone on a brisket would crust up at all.
I agree.
It wouldn't.
It's worth trying once because you never know.
Now, I do feel like it crusted up on the steaks a little bit. It did good.
Well, it was direct heat.
Yeah, it did pretty good.
To me, brisket is too expensive to try that on. I don't like it that well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to waste a $100 piece of meat because I think I kind of know that it's not going to be
you,
that.
You know what it's going to
be. So you wouldn't, you wouldn't even attempt it with something else that you know would.
I would do it on a steak.
No, I mean on a brisket. Like you.
No,
would,
I
you
probably
would not,
wouldn't.
You would not attempt it.
Because, I mean, maybe if I combined it with something, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But by itself, no.
Okay. Well.
So, Scott, number-wise, let's rate it for you.
I'm probably going to give it a 6.
6? Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
so it's worth having around every now and again.
Yeah, for a steak or something, but there's a lot better stuff for steaks out there than that.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
It'd probably be good to flavor up some chili.
Yeah.
It has the chili profile flavor like Manwich does. I mean, they're pretty similar.
You could.
I might sprinkle some in some sloppy joes.
Yeah, I was gonna say it'd be good in sloppy joes.
Yes, you could. Absolutely, that would make awesome sloppy joes.
I bet it would.
If you like sloppy joes, that would be the premier sloppy joe.
Oh, my mom used to make those, and I.
Yeah, I can't.
I hate it.
I can't do it.
Am I next?
You're next.
Batter
up.
I'm right there with Scott. I don't remember at all what I gave it last time on the burgers. But I'm right there with Scott. I'm at about a 6.
6?
Yeah, because it tasted good, but now also it was a decent cut of meat. It was cooked good, you know what I mean? It tasted fine, but I would keep it.
So you cook a lot on the Blackstone, which is another popular way to cook. How do you think that would do on Blackstone stuff?
I think it would burn and get real sticky.
You think so?
I think.
It is powdery.
Yeah, I found that a little more.
To be that salt forward in flavor, it doesn't look like there's a lot of salt in it.
Yeah, no.
I think the other stuff is just muted.
Yeah, when I grabbed this at Louis or whatever, and
So you got a bottle also?
Yeah, when we pop it, I try it and pull it out and always try a piece. You know, when we decide that's what we're going to do for the week. Mm-hmm. And it was like, wow, salt was very in your face then. But it mellowed out on that steak. It was pretty good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like I said, this steak is the best that this rub has been for me because it's a denser piece of meat. You don't get the flavoring of the rub like you do on like a burger or chicken or whatever else I've tried it on. I don't even remember everything. I like to try it on different things before I make my opinion, and nobody at my house liked it very much. The kids did. I mean, because they.
What about seafood?
I don't think it would be very good on any kind of seafood.
No.
Not personally. It's just not my flavor profile. I can tell the ingredients are good. They're good quality. It's a quality rub. It's just not for me. I'd probably give it 5.
So what was your number, 6?
6.
So
5 overall, I'd give today a 6. So I'm going to give it a 5 overall.
Yeah.
So we'll say it gets a 6.
Okay.
But hey, this is worth trying. Somebody else might love it.
Somebody who likes chili flavored stuff more will love the shit out of that.
And it just depends on what you're going to use it in. Like we said, you could put it in your manwich. You could put it in chili.
I bet that would be good, though.
Yeah, all in all that, yeah.
That'd probably make chili. A pretty good freaking pot of chili, dude. No, no lie.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge chili person either, but I will eat it if I make it and I know what's in it. I think that's what freaks me out about chili, because people can just throw whatever the hell they
whatever
have
you want there.
And I'm not a huge chili flavoring person, so I use... I actually use Kinder's taco seasoning in my chili, and it's awesome.
I think you could, yeah, I'm with you. You could put absolutely anything you want in chili.
You could.
Yeah. Because I've tried it all, and chili to me is one of those things that tastes like chili no matter what you yeah. do.
Yep.
It just tastes like the tomatoes, and it's just chili.
Mm-hmm. You can tell when you're eating a yeah, chili. Yeah. Yeah. You don't mistake it for soup.
Now, there's might be spicier. I've had some that are insanely hot. You know, people put peppers and whatever in with it, but it just tastes like chili.
Yeah.
And I'm not a chili fan, you know.
I've been seeing a lot of people in my Weber cooking groups. They when they make chili, they make a big like loaf of the meat, the ground beef,
yeah,
on a rack over
the top chili.
Yeah, and let the
I've done that once. It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
It
I
gives
try
the meat
that.
Kind of the smoky flavor.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. And then they chop up the meat.
Yeah, you just kind of, you know. And then the grease from the meat kind of drips into the chili.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I want to try that. I'd probably like that better.
Yeah.
So I like smoky.
Yeah.
It's like pretty smoky good. Food.
You need to try it.
Well, I understand. So,
yeah.
So overall, yeah, Clark Crew.
It's Jack a Brisker six.
Brothers. It's a six.
Yeah.
On another note, when I went into Louie's barbecue, did you guys see that he did get more... he's got a shipment of drums coming in.
I saw drums. That, yep.
And I asked him Friday, and as of Friday, I think he had three or four coming in, and I think two or
he had a picture two. Of five.
Well, I think those are his.
Like, oh,
that's
okay,
just kind
I
of
gotcha.
A generic picture he uses, to be honest. Those are his personal ones.
Dang, he's got five?
Oh, he's got like eight. Shit.
Holy crap.
Yeah, he's not
wow,
good.
He's no wow. good.
He's got the... Oh, but he did order the to-go one, the tailgater one.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, have you guys seen that?
Yeah,
he ordered that's coming in. He does have the small one. What is it, like 30 or 40 gallon one?
Yeah,
it's a half.
Now, how much is that to-go one?
I don't know.
Did he say?
He didn't say, but he's got that coming in this shipment.
I'm gonna guess. Should we take bets on how much it is? I bet it's $400.
Oh, it's more than that.
You think so?
I'd say it's probably $700 or $800.
Because a big one, no, a 22-inch. 22-inch is 1,100, right?
Yeah. Well, they may be more than they that may, now. Yeah,
it depends. Because
metals went up, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's got some available. If you need one of the Gateway drums, he's got some available. Because as of Friday, there was, I know at least two that weren't sold out of the batch he has coming in.
Cool.
So go buy Louis and Heron and pick one up.
I don't know when,
maybe
but
he'll make
I'm
us
going a, to purchase one this year.
Maybe he'll make us a deal on the go one.
I don't think the gold one had been, or maybe he bought that for himself or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure he orders one extra just to sit around in the shop for a while.
Well, he's trying to. That's the thing. He's still, a lot of the stuff's getting going. And on Saturday, man, you go in there, there's a fellow that's been in there on Saturdays, and he's one of these guys you can tell. I mean, he even said it yesterday. He was like, I've coached sports. I've fished. He goes, everything I get into, he goes, I go full blown. He goes in competition. He competition fish, does, but he goes. I've cooked, grilled for my family, but man, he has went overboard. He's in there grabbing every rub, mm-hmm. reading it. He'll pick up every rub and review it right then. And
I know a lot of people like that.
Oh, he's wanting to get into competition barbecue.
Oh man,
but he's very nervous about.
Well, he should come hang out with us when we do a comp and see if he likes that.
Oh, he's going environment. To.
You see, there's a comp next weekend called Freeze Q over in Missouri.
Well, Tyler was
that just does not sound fun to me.
But it's not going to be that bad this year because it's going to be in like the 50s.
It's going to be like 30 next weekend.
Yeah, but in the morning.
But it's
going to be in the 20s in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning.
It's on Sunday.
It's on Sunday. It's going to be, but it's going to warm up to like 45 or 50.
But still, getting up at 5 or 6 and lighting your No,
well, the good thing
I made it in zero out here, and it wasn't fun.
The good thing about
and that was right out of your door.
Yeah, the drums
right
though,
by
is,
your bed.
Yeah, just, I could come in here and warm up.
But the difference is, you have to take it. Is it's not like it used to been where you would have had to been up all night cooking those butts or whatever. You know.
Well, it
some people
on,
will be
depends on
some
your
will,
smoker.
But
there's
most
some
people,
that still
yeah
do old
most
school.
People have went swept over to drums or cooking faster. So, but anyway, yeah, Tyler was trying to get Aaron to. He really wants to go do that for you.
I know Ryan's doing it next weekend. He was talking about it.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yep.
Well, I think it'd be fun to do one year.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be there for that.
I don't think I have any desire.
I don't know.
I'm not going to sleep in my car when it's 20 degrees outside. Not going to happen.
Well, at least good thing is you can just leave it running.
We could drive your house up there and stay in that overnight.
We could take your tent.
By then?
Yeah, I'll rent you guys a tent.
No, yes. You're going to be there with us.
Yeah, it's my
tent. We'll just sleep in there with you.
No, it's my tent. I would sleep in it, and I would let you guys come in for a price.
Have you ordered your ice tent of love yet?
Nope. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do. Oh. I still may wall in the part under the...
I think you should do that.
Yeah, I might, but then that cuts down a lot of storage space in my big shed. But it would be nice. It would be very nice if I could...
You let me organize that shed, and you'll have that whole back empty and never have to fill it.
You don't know how much shit I have, Travis.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
But, I don't know. The big thing is... If I do it, I want to be able to cool it as well and just have it as podcast studio.
We can cut a hole in there and put a window unit in.
We're not cutting a hole in my shed. That's the issue. We got to figure something else out.
You could do one of those standalone air conditioners, but you're still going to have to cut a hole like a vent for it.
Yeah, portable. That I would do. That
I mean, you're talking this big.
Yeah.
A dryer vent.
I would maybe do a mini split.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't even do that. Like.
You're talking about like a floor model?
Yeah, floor model, like I had.
That would take up space, which we're not going to have there.
Yeah.
Well, you could build like a little shelf and get it off the ground. Yeah, that's true. Something.
I did find one that I might have talked about already. It's EcoFlow. They make electric generators, like battery generators for people. And they make a unit that is a heater and an air conditioner. For people that camp a lot and stuff, which would be kind of perfect for there, because then I could grab it and take it with me if we're going to go do something. I don't know. It's an option. It's pretty expensive if it's not the Christmas season. It was on sale for like $1,000.
Woo! How much is it normally?
$2,000.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, you should have bought it at Christmas then.
Well, maybe next year. We'll see.
Merry Christmas to Dave.
I don't know.
I'm sure Scott would order you one for Christmas.
Well, I bet he would. He is a very nice guy.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of nice.
What?
What about our time last night, fellas? We had a very nice time last night.
Yeah, and we had some good food, too. Your wings were very good.
The wings were good.
I liked the wings, and the armadillo eggs you made were good.
My moink balls were overcooked. They wasn't that good.
The meatballs?
Yes.
Yeah. They were a little crunchy. Balls?
Yeah.
Huh? Boink balls?
They call them moink balls. Oh, it's moink. A meatball wrapped in bacon, but they was overdone. They wasn't
see when
good.
when you sent that yesterday in the text. I thought it misdid it. I thought it was saying monkey balls.
No, they're called moink
moink balls.
Yeah, because you get the moo
in my mind. I just read monkey balls.
You get that's
I was
why
wondering why the hell they're called that.
That's what they're called.
Yeah, I just literally when I read the text, I'm like, oh well.
Didn't even eat an armadillo egg. Was it good?
Oh yeah, they were good. Yeah. I told you they were spicy last night, but they were good.
It was a lot of sausage. They were very spicy.
Yeah, they were a lot of sausage.
Really, it was just mild sausage.
Yeah. Well, maybe your jalapenos were.
It had to be that because the rub I used was Meat Church's honey hog.
I got a lot of sausage.
But then
flavor.
You said you put some raspberry chipotle over the top, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now when I cut mine up and
you sauced it more.
I sauced it more, man. That was good. I just love that sauce.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's just good. And I'm not a sauce person at all, but that's one I would. But I don't even really consider that. In my opinion, I don't consider that a barbecue sauce.
We know.
Yeah.
It's not. It's just a.
But you're not a sauce guy.
It's like a.
But you love that sauce.
An accent, like a.
Like a dipping sauce.
Yeah, it reminds me of like a. I wish you could buy it somewhere. You ever been to Arby's and got the jalapeno bite? The jalapeno, I think they call them jalapeno bites, but it's the pepper, you know, the cream cheese. And they give you the Bronken barrels.
That's good stuff.
Berry sauce. That. Where can you buy that out?
Well, it's like just your sweet chili sauce.
No, it doesn't taste like that.
Don't they sell Arby's sauce
they
and
do,
stuff
yeah.
at
they
Walmart?
They sell Arby's sauce, but they don't sell the Bronco berry sauce. And I bought this.
The Frank's
that's
is pretty close.
Similar to it, but I've never found anything just like that. And I'm like, I'd like to buy a bottle of that.
So how are your wings cooked? What was the seasoning on
I used, actually, our listener and my very good friend Amanda Baldwin gave me a bottle of salt. It's chicken salt, chicken flavored salt from Australia. And she tried it because it was... low on whatever it does have wheat in it, but the gluten content is very low. So she tried it out, and it's freaking awesome. Like,
and it's chicken flavored salt.
Yes, I'm gonna try to find it on my phone.
Oh, get on him. Dave's on his phone.
What I'm doing is related to the show.
Yeah, and everything I do is related to the show.
No, not yes, not necessarily. It
is. I'm always back checking you.
The wings were very good, and they weren't dry. Well,
no, they weren't dry. Yeah.
I used that first and let them air dry in the fridge overnight. And
the skin was crispy.
Yep, and then I used Weber, what's the whiskey? Buffalo Trace.
Okay.
Weber Buffalo Trace barbecue rub, which I freaking love. It is so good. I used that on there as well and gave it a sprinkle of that after. It's not
you super sprinkled salty. That right so, before you cooked it?
Yes.
Cooked them?
And then a little bit afterwards as well.
So this is just a question. Is the wings you used, what wings did you use? Like, because they were the smaller ones. Were they like a
they
bag
were whole.
Of
I cut them up.
Oh, they were whole.
Yeah. Okay. I got a big old pack of wings and cut them babies up. And
so we got a treat. They was fresh.
They were.
Yep. It wasn't a bag of frozen like you would buy.
Oh, no.
Well, that's what I thought they, and I'm not meaning it mean. I thought that's what they were because they were small.
Because I chopped them up. Okay, this is Anchor, you know, the popular brand Anchor, the seasonings.
Yeah.
Original chicken chippy flavored salt. This is the bottle. It's cartoony. Anchor. Rooster on a white bottle, and it's from Australia.
And where did she buy it?
I imagine she ordered it.
Oh, okay.
She orders a lot of different things like that.
Yeah.
Man, we've been eating the hell out of that stuff on everything. It's so freaking good. It's like not overly salty. It's got a good, you know, chicken flavor to it. I wish I would have put a little bit more of that on the wings. Now I know I could take it.
Yeah.
And it won't be too much. Hmm. But man, it is so good on some fried potatoes and all kinds of stuff.
French fries.
Yeah, my son Oliver, he's just like getting a little bit in his hand. Like, you got to watch him because he'll come back and forth as long as you'll let him and just lick it off his hand.
Are you dying?
I think
Scott's dying.
You do a nice retro or something? Yeah.
I'm okay.
Okay.
Don't worry about me, guys. I'm fine.
Hard retro?
I'm still not done. Oh, it's okay.
Okay, good deal.
Oh,
he's back.
Maybe.
But yeah, I cooked the wings on my Weber Kamado grill. I used the Vortex, which I absolutely love on that thing. It's just center, like, I don't know, 8-inch cone upside down that shoots the heat up the center. So the wings were all around, kind of a combo, old school and new school. Hot and fast, but indirect is what it is. I like that combination. It's very good. That's how I got them so crispy. Like, I cooked them on a low heat for a while, like about an hour, and then for about 10 minutes, I just opened her up, and she got to about 500, crisped them right up, and hit them with a spritz of some of the spray butter.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was good.
I liked them.
Duck fat.
And I think we...
I can't find duck fat anywhere right now.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen it in forever.
Does Luis have it?
If he doesn't, he should because...
Yeah, I actually have told him before, yeah, need to carry the duck fat in there. I'm sure he'll get it in. I want to say they keep it in the P&R shop in Luis over there.
Really?
I think I've seen it in there.
I think they have it in there, and I, you know, he needs to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it over there, too.
Yeah, I need to... re-up on mine because I've been out a good while.
I
could not find it at Walmart.
That's the one thing I like about Aaron is if you pretty much tell him something, everything I've told him, he starts going on his phone right then and he'll, you know, like those barbecue.
You're able to trays. Get there a lot more than I am. Next time you're there, see if he can get the two chicken rubs from Luton Booty. I'm sure he'll listen to this.
I bet he can.
He's ordered a lot more from them.
Yeah, I really like all the rubs so far.
He has a Luton Booty sauce in there now. He's got the everything rub.
I didn't know they had a sauce.
Yeah. Rat, like,
is it a barbecue sauce?
Yeah, that's what it says. I want to say maybe a black cherry. I don't remember. I can't remember. I want to say raspberry or cherry.
I want to try it. I'm sure it's good. But back to our time last night. The guy that was sitting behind me and Travis, the tall guy.
The drunk one?
That was super damn drunk.
Yes.
I thought for sure that he was the one that tried to flush his shitty underwear down the toilet there. But while he was dancing, his underwear was out for everybody to see. So I don't think it was him. It was not him.
What are you guys talking about? I didn't know anybody tried to.
Somebody tried to flush their shit-filled underwear down the toilet.
The bar manager, Vicky, had to go in there with some gloves and pull it out. You didn't know that?
No, I
wasn't. Well, that was the talk of the night, man.
And I missed all this.
It was Travis.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. No, somebody. I would tell you guys a story
if I had shit myself.
And instead of throwing them in the trash,
I've already told the story of me shitting myself on the podcast. I'm not ashamed.
That's true.
But no, somebody tried to flush them down the toilet, and she had to dig it out.
Really? Yeah. What a bastard! What kind of asshole?
How did I miss this? I don't know. We all sat at the same table. Who told you guys?
Stephanie told me because she saw Vicky go into the bathroom, and I guess she went and asked. She went in there had to pull it out.
Yeah,
and throw them away.
Stephanie.
Well, they were stuck.
Was the first person I heard say it, and then people walking by were like, oh, "I'm not going in there." Like when I went to the bathroom to the urinal, they were like, "Oh, I can't go in there."
Why would you not throw them in the trash?
Yeah, at least wrap them up.
Because somebody would have seen them carrying them out of the stall.
Yeah,
they was trying to hide it.
So they had to go in there and get naked and take their underwear off.
Yeah.
So they flushed it down the toilet.
Yes. So they took their shoes off, their pants.
And their pants. And
probably stayed the whole night for trivia.
Yeah, it went right, just kind of wiped up and went back out. Yeah.
It was commando all night.
I didn't know this.
Now you know.
Maybe I was getting a drink or something then. I don't know. I had no clue.
Yes, it was very bothersome that somebody would actually try to flush their underwear down the toilet. Which last year when we went, somebody just ralphed all over the stall. I remember that. So it's always like when there's a huge group of people, you always have the one guy that can't control his alcohol consumption.
Yes.
It was probably the same dude.
Yeah, he just shit himself this year instead of throwing up.
It was the other end.
Wow.
Did you guys have fun at trivia night? We did music trivia.
We raised money for, what was it, the Benton golf team?
The golf team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I looked at the scores. I think we probably was third or fourth.
We tied for fourth.
Out of 21 teams, I don't
22
think.
22 teams, I think.
Was there 22?
Yeah, there was. We weren't the last on the list, and we were number 21.
Okay, out of 22, which?
22 or 23,
which I don't think's bad.
We should have won.
The couple points that we lost.
Who actually won? Oh, the one guy that did the dance off.
The 12-year-old.
Yes.
Which he was hilarious, by the way. He was very entertaining.
Yeah.
He deserved to win.
Yeah, he showed.
Very outgoing fella. He was twerking all over the place.
I thought you was going to get up and dance with him.
Oh, no.
Him.
He danced all up on me.
Yeah, he was right. Yeah. He liked you.
He threw it back on my shoulder. And I was just cracking up, dude.
He liked you.
Yeah. Then he came back again. He's like, I'm back, big guy.
I saw him talk.
I'm back.
I
was like,
oh, shit, he's got my vote. I don't even want to win now.
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
It was fun, though. We had a good time.
Yeah, the couple points that we missed for something stupid was
an answer was
Shrek 2. We put Shrek.
Which I think should count.
Yeah, and then Despicable Me 2. Me and Angie answered, and we said Despicable Me. And then the song Regulate, I said Regulators because that's what they say in the song.
It's Regulate.
Yeah, and I haven't owned a CD in 25 years, so I don't ever look at song names anymore. So that sort of thing just escapes me these days. I'm like, you know that one song? Or it was number 3 on this album.
Yeah.
That's how I recognize songs. But yeah, I hope they do it again. I know she said it was the last year for the golf.
Well, it's the last year that she's doing it because her son's going to graduate and go to college. So
she's done.
Yeah, I don't. Surely somebody else will continue.
So I had an idea on the way home. Actually, Angie did too. That'd be a good way to raise money for the barbecue team. Do trivia night, and she's excellent at hosting it. Maybe we could pay her to put it on. That way we could compete as well. Because if we put it on...
You can't compete in your own event.
Well, not if we're hosting it. And it's trivia. Nobody has the answers.
No. We got to be the judges or something.
I don't know what they made that night, but they probably did probably pretty quite good. A bit.
But I was thinking we could cook pulled pork for everyone that comes. Yeah. You know, that'd be nice.
That is a good idea.
Way to give back and everybody have a good time.
Yeah.
We could even do it a little earlier and have it a daytime.
I think now is a good time to do it because everybody's winter and they're kind of cramped up and they're ready to get out. Yeah.
Yep. Well, we are preparing for barbecue season.
Right.
Yes. A good time to do it.
I think January, February would be a good time to do it.
People are looking for stuff to do that's indoors and you can still have a good time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, go and laugh and shit yourself and flush your toilet.
just shit right in your pants.
Yeah. Oh, I'm having God. So much fun. I've shit my
pants.
I can't
believe you didn't hear that.
No, I had no.
Oh,
no
man. Clue. That was like the talk of the night.
You must have been getting a drink
Well,
or
I waited
something.
In line forever because Rebecca's sugar was high. And when her sugar gets high, she just downs water like a camel. And so I was back and forth getting water the whole time.
You should have just got a pitcher
for
the table.
I would have thought that woman, that poor bartender, I think I spent $30 in free water all night just because I felt bad going back. And she, I'm like, no ice, just because she put ice in them and you'd get this much water, you know, like 8 ounces or something. So I'm like, no ice. And I just.
You should have just got a pitcher.
Tipping her, you know.
You should have said something. I'd have went and got you a pitcher.
Well, I thought you sitting across from me, seeing me getting up 97 times, you would offer to help. Since
no,
you
actually, we
remember.
We kind of liked it when you wasn't there.
I figured.
That way we answered the question.
I figured. Which one of these?
Actually, you knew a lot of questions that I didn't think you would know the answers to, Travis. It was
my son actually knew more than I thought.
Dude, he was on top.
Yeah. He saved us on that bad, because I had no idea that bad bunny.
Yeah, he had Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
Yeah, which I should have known, but I know who Bad Bunny is. I don't listen to a lot of his music.
I know a lot of music.
But I really enjoy
it. He impressed me.
I haven't really been around your son much. Like hanging out. He's a super cool guy, and his friend was
great.
Like, we had a lot in common.
We like
a lot of the same stuff, which he has a tattoo, like a Mac Miller tattoo, and Mac Miller's my favorite.
He got my initial tattooed on his arm.
Did he?
Chris did, yeah.
Yeah, that's
big
nice.
Big T?
Yeah. I think it's a cross.
No, it's T.
Oh, okay.
It's a lowercase.
T for Travis. That's what he told me last night.
Okay.
Good. Which one of these? Go ahead. It's time for this week's Would You Rather with me.
You don't have your phone in your hand.
Oh, actually, another thing just popped in my head.
Here we go.
And I was sitting at work the other day, and I wish it was one of the moments that after it dawned on me, I'm like, I wish I had been recording because I almost called you guys on speaker and did this. But then I'm like, they won't believe that it happened. We were all sitting there talking about, somehow we got talking about potlucks and blah, blah, blah. And there was a guy that had retired and since passed away from the city, but he used to bring, I will butcher how you say it, bagnacala or something. It's an Italian thing, but they would take...
The neighbors made that.
Oh, it's Vicky. Bagnacala. I can't remember.
I'd never heard
bagnacala.
Of it.
Bagnacala. Yeah, it's two sticks of butter. It's that simple to make.
You're
two,
not saying it right.
Yeah, I'm not. That's why I said bagnacala something.
Yeah.
But it's two sticks of butter, and then you put... you have to buy anchovies and put in with it, and... And then some of them, they said, we'll do mushrooms as well. Mm-hmm. Mushrooms and garlic. And you just basically...
I'm liking all of these ingredients.
Oh, it's
far.
One of those things. You would love it.
Hers was pretty good.
But he used to bring it in, and he would bring bread and do it. Well, we're sitting there, and it took me a minute to listen, but I'm listening. There was like eight of us sitting around. And three of the eight, and I wasn't talking. I just said, I do miss Duncan's, Bonnie, whatever, the stuff. And... My friend Clint was next to me, and he was like, oh, yeah, we used to make it, blah, blah, you get this. He goes, then you go get you a big loaf of hunky bread.
Well, yeah, they work with you. They're used to hearing this.
The other guy said, yeah. He goes, my wife will buy our hunky bread and cut it in half and butter it and garlic it, and we do that. And I'm like,
it must be
everyone's calling
it
hunky bread.
It's a Heron thing.
No.
It is a Heron
thing. And I did. It was literally, I'm just in the conversation. And then all of a sudden, I was like, wait a minute. And I even told him, I go, what's hunky bread? And I asked all of them, and all eight of them, they're like the big loaves of bread. I go,
it's
yes.
All right, exactly. Everybody that's listening, weigh in on Facebook again. I don't.
We've already done this. You already did a poll about hunky bread or whatever.
No, not a poll. Like, say where you're from, and say if you've ever heard the phrase hunky bread before.
Well, yeah, we have. Because remember, they came up, and some of them actually said it was kind of racist or whatever.
Yes, you know, they said it was like an Italian slang.
And it must be, but maybe it is here. But and it dawned on me. I'm like, see, I'm not. I'm like, I know everyone calls it hunky bread. But anyway.
Both this people week, Travis works with call it hunky bread.
This week's Would You Rather. And I this one, I get this mental picture in it. Okay, the rest of your... No, because I get this. You won't get it because you, number one, don't like the movie and you don't like Will Ferrell. But would you rather for the rest of your life only be able to communicate with a pen and paper, or everything that you say, you scream at the top of your lungs? And all that I got when I actually saw this on Google, I won't lie. But all I got when I read it, I started chuckling because all I can picture is like an Anchorman. Loud noises! He just screams. You won't get that.
That's funny.
You know. It's like
what, one Steve week we should every once in a while we should all watch a Will Ferrell movie and talk about it.
I'm not doing it.
I don't know how you cannot love Will Ferrell.
I just don't.
He's hilarious.
It's all about who you watch the movies with. That's a big part of it.
See, I can watch it all by myself, and I just love
it. I do, too, but, like, I know other people.
It's Steve Carell.
Or, like, yeah.
Loud noise!
And they say that they don't like Will Ferrell. Then you watch it with people that love it, and you kind of get it more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, there you go. Would you rather you only can communicate with pen and paper, or pencil paper, whatever you want. Or scream at the top of your lungs everything you say.
I'm going to have to go with pen and paper, even though I hate writing.
Dave, pass me!
Golly.
Oh,
like last night would have been like, Travis, somebody shit their pants and put it in the toilet.
And last night when we were trying to be quiet, the answer is...
Which Anchorman was one of the answers.
Yep, it was. And I got that.
Yep, Travis was on that one.
Because it was, ooh, afternoon delight.
I'm probably going to do the pen and paper.
Really?
I wouldn't want to, like, scream everything.
It would be hilarious if Scott had to scream everything.
That's all I can.
No.
Because he's so tall.
Because the more I think of it, going to a restaurant, I'll have cheeseburger. And, like, the waitress comes up and doesn't know you from Adam, you know. I just keep getting. So my answer is I'm absolutely going with screaming everything.
Travis, did you just fart?
Oh, that just, when that I just read it, it just got me so tickled because you'd go somewhere.
That would get annoying.
Oh, that'd get on my nerves.
But it would be hilarious. I would want to go to a new restaurant every night or something.
You would be divorced quick.
Oh, yeah,
Rebecca
definitely.
Would not put up.
I'll have water to drink.
She'd turn bright red and leave.
Yes.
Forever. Like, yes. I can't do this anymore.
I'm not tipping.
No, we're leaving 5%.
Oh, shit. Well, that one got me so tickled when I saw it. Because I just saw so many scenarios where like, going up to orders, like, you know, you go up to the meat counter at Smalls or a Louis or something. I'll have three. Oh, it's just... I would laugh the whole time because you'd see everybody go, like, step back. Why are you screaming at me?
That would be pretty funny to come across every once in a while.
Yes.
Somebody else that has that.
So you're saying if I had to do that, you guys wouldn't be my friend anymore?
No.
No.
Yeah, I would.
Dave's at least thinking about it. Thanks a lot, asshole.
I would.
You just didn't know.
That would be funny if we went out with Travis and he's the one making an ass of himself. Like
he does that
like
anyway.
It would be no different.
It's no different.
Yeah, I'd just be screaming. Yeah.
It'd just be a little louder. Little louder.
Yeah.
There'd be no talking about people around
people would hate him even more than they do now.
Oh,
that one made me giggle.
That's funny that stuff, man. You guys been watching any TV lately?
Yes. Ooh, me. I've been waiting for this, too.
Okay, you go.
I started on, and I just stumbled across it, on Prime. It's called... It's either The Hunters or Hunters, and it's got a lot of bigger actors in it. Like Al Pacino's one of the main characters, and there's a boy that's in a lot of movies. Like
I think I've seen that on there.
I'm horrible with actors' names, but this boy, he's in a lot of movies here lately, and there's several other ones that are in it. But The whole show is basically set in like 1977, I think, or something. But it's about like basically.
Is it newer?
No, I think the what brought it up was it was advertising like season two. I guess it just recently came out, but I think season one was maybe it came out last year, 22 or no, because season one came out in 22. Maybe the last season came out last year, and I'm just getting it. But all of season two is out. But
it's Hunted or Hunters?
No, it's Hunt. It's either I think it's The Hunters or Hunters. Oh. It's just Hunters. I know that because there's multiple of them. But they're it's all about these Jewish people that are in New York City, I'm pretty sure. And it's kind of, it's not based on a true story. I don't want to say that at all. But it is around that time where they were finding all the Nazis and everything that had fled to America. Oh, okay. And so these Jewish people are, they're hunting them down. They're the ones that tortured them and stuff in the concentration camps, the scientists and the doctors and soldiers and all this stuff. And so these, you know, Al Pacino's older in it, but he's very, very rich. And so he funds this group and they hunt down all these Nazis that are hiding in the U.S. It's just a good movie or show. It's so good.
It's a show?
It's a show, yeah. Okay.
So it probably is kind of newer.
Now I'll say I haven't finished season one yet. I'm on the last episode right now, I think it said 22.
Okay,
is when it had came out.
Yeah, a lot of these big time actors are going to shows now because movie industry is on the downhill. Slide.
I don't have it on my phone.
You been watching anything else?
You still go to the movies, right?
Every once in a while, me and the boys like to go. Like, if it was just me, I would never go.
It's probably been, it was before COVID that we went. We just don't, I don't know. I just seem set in my living room and watch it.
Yeah, I mean, with the setup I have at home, it's better to watch it at my home than it is at the theater.
Emily Rudd. Yeah, it's got this guy, Logan. Yeah.
I don't know that guy.
I do miss the popcorn at the movie theater.
Yeah, that's the main reason why I still
go. You got a popcorn machine right here you bought for me.
Yeah, but
it's not the same.
It's not the same.
I could make that popcorn in there.
I don't think so.
I told you what to buy to make it.
What?
You buy this one spray at Walmart, and it's you can make it just like movie theater.
Well, next week.
Like a Travis butter spray?
Yeah, it's popcorn. A butter spray, but it's like aerosol can. Buy two or three when you get it, because it goes through.
Dude.
You spray it on there, and I can make that.
Next week, let's make some popcorn, because I love hot sauce and popcorn. It is so good if we're doing a hot sauce.
We are.
It's tasty if you guys have never tried
it. Okay, let's do it. What, this butter spray I just buy at Walmart?
I'll find it.
Send me a picture of it. Yeah. I'll pick some up.
You been watching anything else?
No, I've kind of been binging that. I just found it like
I got
Friday night.
We finished Reacher.
Did you?
Yeah, we finished that.
I'll be honest, I didn't like the ending.
Do you think it's done?
The last episode? Season? No, I think there'll be a third season.
I think the story arc is done, but it'll be a different story.
Right. There'll be something else. But to me, the last episode was kind of
very rushed.
Far-fetched. Yeah. And it's like him hanging off the airplane when it...
Yeah.
It's like, seriously.
It's just like everything else. I mean, anything good, you're always disappointed in the ending. Yeah,
but to that point, I thought the episodes were good and realistic. Yeah. Toward the last one, I thought was kind of, it's like they was reaching for a good ending or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I liked it, but I like outlandish stuff. I love John Wick and
See, I don't like
stuff like that.
Outlandish. I'm with Scott. I don't. That one got stupid when he grabbed on the wheel and I'm like, oh my god, really?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll give you that. He's in there fighting eight guys with machine guns. I'm like, I always hate those shows when they do that, because I'm like, "Who? Let's all stand in a circle of eight of us around him, and we'll all go in one at a time and fight him." No, you're all eight going to go in, and you have a gun. Shoot him with the gun.
Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just don't like those.
I mean, that's what I watched. I just thought it was kind of far-fetched.
I loved it. It's excellent.
And you guys know.
I love Reacher, but I just thought
I don't like him.
You were let down with the finale.
Yes. Okay. I was, too.
Yes, I was.
Here we go. I watch TV to escape reality, so I don't like shit to be hyper-realistic at all. Like, I see enough of that crap in the news whatnot.
I guess I do, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, like, I want it to be over-the-top entertaining. Anyway, Scott, have you watched anything else this week?
No, not really.
This is the time of year we're all actually watching.
Yeah.
Because like me, I'm...
Been watching any YouTube?
No, not really. No. I was in here the other night, and I turned on YouTube, and our podcast showed up.
Yeah, it happens every now and again to me, too.
So, and then I watched that, and then I watched when you was on the pulpit. I did watch some of that.
In the video?
Yes.
I look like a bat fuck, don't I?
Well,
it's an
handsome, babe.
I didn't have my new stand for my iPad yet, which I have now for future.
Which I've never watched the video part of the pulpit, I kind of enjoyed it, actually.
The camera adds 75 pounds.
Yeah, it definitely did.
Yeah. I did watch that.
But, my iPad was facing up, so it was, pointed right at my chin. Take your pick which one.
Yeah.
But I got a new stand for stuff like that in the future. But, speaking of Nick, we'll get into that in a minute. He came down and saw me the other day. But first, we've been watching some stuff. We finished the second season of The Bear, which, have you watched that, Travis?
Oh, that like The Chef or something?
Yes.
That's
have
the
you
kid
watched
from
it?
That one fucked up show.
Yeah, he's in the Iron Claw now, the movie.
What's that show? Shameless.
Shameless. Yeah,
what's that on The Bear?
On Hulu. It's excellent, man. It's very realistic.
Is it a show or movie?
It's a show. There's two seasons. And if you've ever worked in the restaurant business at all, you'll get it. You'll understand the stress level that you're under in that situation. But it was awesome. I want more. The ending was shit. Now what happens?
Oh, you think there'll be another season?
Oh, there'll be another season. I'm sure of it. It's a big time show.
I'm still waiting for this other season of Stranger Things. Man, everything's just been way on hold.
Well, there was a strike. So all the actors, didn't do nothing for a year.
And Paramount had several.
So everything's behind.
Paramount had several shows, and I'm like, come on, bring another next season out.
Yep. And then we've been introducing Max to some classic comedy movies, that they don't really make anymore.
Yeah.
I finally came across the first one where I was a little uncomfortable.
Which one?
We started watching it, and it was just too much. And it's probably that I'm getting older and I have kids now.
Yeah.
But it was Road Trip, which I love the movie Road Trip.
Yeah. But Max is, 15
He's
now?
15.
Yeah, so.
But even I was they didn't need to do all that. The first 5 minutes, there's 15 naked chicks, Which
but when you
I'm not going to complain whatsoever.
When you were 15, you loved it too.
Yeah, when I was, it came out when I was 21 or something. And it's still hilarious, but it was just
that's got
over the top. And especially right now with all the stuff going on, in Hollywood, accusations and stuff. I totally understand.
Yeah.
And I definitely believe all of this right now. And springing from that to wrestling, we always watch wrestling every week. Did you guys read any of the Vince McMahon stuff I sent you?
Yes, I did.
He did.
That
you?
Is crazy.
Oh my gosh, dude. That dude is in some shit.
Yeah.
He is a horrible person, which I never cared for him anyway. You could tell that he was not a good person.
Sounds like he gave some people some shit, too.
Literally.
Yeah, yes.
Literally. He said...
That's sick.
Everybody go read the stuff. You'll hear about it anyway.
Yeah.
But he basically bought a woman. He had her sign an NDA and said that he would pay her $3 million, which is pocket change. This dude, he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
And he never paid her the rest of the money. He paid her a good chunk of it and just stopped paying her. So she's like, no.
Yeah.
Telling everybody.
Yeah, you failed your end of the contract.
You did not live up to your end of the deal. And I guess the dude was using her to get guys to re-sign. Is one especially. I'm not going to say who because it's all accusations right now. But he used her as an incentive for him to come back and sign another contract. Really? You can do whatever you want to her. And they released text messages he sent, and they were just disgusting. And you can't really offend me. And I was damn, that's terrible.
And you would think somebody like him, again, it's pocket change. Why wouldn't he just say, here's the rest of the money? She would have kept her mouth shut.
Yeah. Like, here's an extra $10 million.
Yeah. Just be quiet.
I mean, he sold the company for billions of dollars. And up to 2 days ago, he was still part of the board. You know, they merged with UFC. UFC bought them.
Yeah.
And now it's one company. And Slim Jim was going to sponsor the Royal Rumble yesterday. And they were like, we're pulling out unless you get rid of this guy. Like, he's gone or it's not going to happen.
Well, it's bad PR for them.
Yeah.
And I mean, they don't want their name attached to that.
Yeah. And Slim Jim's been a part of WWE since the 80s, you know. So, you know, it's a big deal. And
he should
just
retire and take his money. And
exactly. He did. He resigned officially.
Well, he don't have a choice now.
And he's probably going to go to prison. And if he doesn't, there's a huge problem with the judicial system in this country because, you know, it was straight up slavery.
Well, okay.
Now, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, no, but like, and you can know how you probably know what I'm going to say. Like, in the beginning...
I suggest you think about what comes out of your mouth.
I know, but what I'm saying is in the beginning, if the girl went into this contract willingly, and it was a contract. Now he screwed up, and he should have paid her the $3 million and kept his word. And then she couldn't have ever said anything because she'd be like, well, no, he kept his up. I have to keep my end up. I can't say nothing. So, like... was whatever they did is right. There's people out there that like this. There's people out there that have all different fetishes, whatever you want to do in the bedroom, as long as it's two willing people. Okay, whatever. Wax, crapping on each other, whatever. So she was, at that point, until she didn't get her other $3 million, she was a willing participant in this. It's not like they raped her or did all these, you know, just from what you're telling me. So it's like, besides him not fulfilling his end of the contract, really, what's he going to go to jail for?
Sex trafficking.
But you didn't read it?
No, I didn't read any of it.
But what I'm saying is, did he only do this with this one woman?
There's been allegations for like 2 years now. That's why
there will be.
I guess
more,
when I look,
more people come.
Well, I guess
out
when
now.
I look yeah, at
and more people involved.
Yeah. Right.
Like the father of the Bella twins, Leonidas or whatever is his last name. I didn't pronounce that right, but. People will know, like, he was part of it. Like, he would go talk to, like, the camera crew, what it said, allegedly.
Yeah.
And, like, be talking about what they could do to this woman. And at this point, she had to do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, he had her trapped, and his messages flat out said, I own you, and you will do anything I tell you to do.
Yeah,
because and you signed going in, you know, if you got a...
She should have read the fine print of the contract.
Well, it was probably
nothing.
Open, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he really got her.
I guess all I'm trying to say is I think there's a fine line of, oh, well, they... And like, to me... When you say sex trafficking, I think of, like, the movies where they're going over to another country and stealing all these girls and shoving them in a shipping container and bringing them back. And they're not paying them. They're just keeping them drugged up, and they're not making any of the money. Sex trafficking is, I'm going to steal this girl, sell her to Scott, and that's it. And she gets no money.
That's human trafficking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just, and I don't care what he does with her. But, I mean, I'm like, she entered into it. She said, it kind of like it's just prostitution. She said, yeah, you pay me $3 million.
Regardless if she was
you can do whatever you
a
want
willing participant or not, it is not only illegal,
yeah,
but the most immoral thing you could possibly do to another human being, period.
Exactly.
Like, there's nothing okay with that.
Well, I'm
in,
not saying
any
was,
scenario.
I'm not
whether
saying
she was
okay
a willing
with
participant or
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's awful.
Yeah,
it's very awful.
I'm not saying that. I'm just, sometimes I get in that gray area. I'm like, well, you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, there's no gray area here. Like it's not there after you read it. You should read it. It's really bad.
Okay. Well, you ready to wrap it up?
It's about that time.
About that time. We'll wrap it up on sex trafficking.
Okay. Scotch or gin?
I'm going with scotch. I hate gin.
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely...
I am too.
I haven't tried a lot of high-end gins, and that does make a difference in alcohol. You know, the high-end stuff is always better. Yeah. Usually.
I'm probably going to say, I think it's Lafroig.
Mm-hmm.
The scotch. It's made with seaweed. It's kind of like a smoky flavor. Oh, you ever tried it?
No. Yeah.
Very smoky.
Yeah. It's a good little sipping scotch.
I want to try it.
Yeah. To me, gin is just...
I like scotch.
Dry.
You would probably like scotch because it's real woody and like smoky.
Mm-hmm. Smoky. Yeah. I think you would like it.
Yeah. I'm not either one of those, but of those two, I would do scotch.
Yeah.
Another gin. Gin is awful.
My friend Alex introduced me to Cardew scotch, and it's freaking awesome. It's like $50 a bottle and as good as a $300 bottle.
Wow.
If not better.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Till next week. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Go to Louie's Barbecue Supply. Get your barbecue supplies.
Spend all of your money there.
Yes.
Which he needs to start doing some mail order stuff in the future, because Louie's is good for people around here. Mm-hmm. All of our listeners here need to go see Louie. Mm-hmm. Louise.
Aaron.
See Aaron at Louise.
I'm sure if you called...
he would ship it to you.
I'm sure he would.
Yeah. We need to find out, because I would love to start advertising that for our listeners around the world now. We are in like 7 or 8 different countries as of this week, which is very exciting.
We could throw out his number, and I'm sure that... Ask him if he would do that.
Yeah, if he would ship, yeah.
How was you guys' cigar? Let's give a little wrap up on that.
Mine was very good. Of course... I've had it before.
Yep.
I really
knew that was good going in.
I really like it.
Yep. Yeah, this one was good. Like, it's very bourbon forward. Like, it's got the... Yeah. I can feel the burn on my tongue from the bourbon infusion. I'd smoke it again. I don't know if I'd spend $20 on it if that's what it costed, but I would smoke it again for sure.
Yeah.
Travis?
I really like these. I smoke them all the time. I wish I had remembered to bring my cappuccino, but... it's good. It was good paired with a nice bottle of water.
Yeah.
Got the aqua notes.
Yeah, I got the aqua notes from this G. What is this? This from Good Something? This from Kroger or from Target or something? It's like one of their brands.
I don't know where I got that.
I don't know.
Either Target or Walmart.
Probably Target, I think. That's not a Walmart brand.
So whoever...
That's Target.
...does get the My Monthly Cigars, head over there and read the reviews... Written by our friend Luke.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what's his name?
My Sticks 35mm.
Yep. Follow him on Instagram.
He really knows his cigars.
He really does.
And we are not cigar reviewers at all. If you want to know about cigars,
they're excellent reviews. Yeah. Very entertaining to read. You will learn a lot that you did not know already.
Oh god, yeah. I sat next to him at Pulp Fest a couple times, and he was, oh, this is good, this and blah blah, and I'm like, look, buddy, I'm just smoking the cigar. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But all right, till next week, fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.